3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. And today, we have a very, very special show. Who drives music? Basically, the people who buy the music, people who go to concerts. And when I was a kid, who drove the music business? Teenage girls. So I thought it'd be interesting to have some teenage, girls, women, and tell us what's going on with the music business, what kind of stuff they like, what they enjoy. I'm going to introduce them to you. First, we have Suzanne.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Charlotte.
Hey.
You should be looking at me. And then we have Karen.
Hey.
Okay, ladies, so I know you thought long and hard before you came here, at least about the clothes you wore and how your hair looks, right? Did you think about music at all?
Of course.
What radio station were you listening to in the car on your way over?
100. Yeah.
Is that your favorite station?
Basically.
One of them.
Now, I know that at least one of you has a whole FM dial set up in the car with their favorite station. So I'm going to start with you, Charlotte. What are the stations on your FM dial?
Well, we have Z100, which has like a mix of like everything together. And then there's 104.7, which is like more like pop-ish, like hip-hop. And then there's like 97.1, which is all basically rap. And same with 105.1. And then 106.1 is exactly the same as 104.7. And that's
more
it.
More of a mix.
Yeah.
Okay. So you all agreed those are the stations you listen to?
Mm-hmm.
When I was your age, we had two AM radio stations. 1010 Winds, which is the news station, used to be music. And we had ABC AM. So, yeah. And they basically played 10 songs over and over and over and over again. It was pretty annoying.
Yeah.
You ladies are kind of lucky. So do you like radio? Do you enjoy radio? Or do you feel maybe there's too many commercials or what?
Yeah.
Well, it's also like they'll play the same song over and over again on one station. Like, you'll hear the same song within the hour at least like 15 times, and it's just annoying. So then when it gets to that point, you just want to put on like a CD or something.
Yeah.
Well, that brings me to the next question. People always make fun of me. People in my family make fun of me because I'm a little bit behind the times. I'm finally up with CDs, and I know you guys don't listen to CDs. What do you listen to?
iPods.
So you guys just listen to hundreds of songs scrambled all the time.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Suzanne. What's on your iPod?
Pretty much a mix of everything. Hip-hop, rap, some alternative rock, a little bit of rock. Sometimes
okay.
I have some of my dad's music on it too. So
now let's get specific, girl.
He likes Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, the Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers, okay. No, but who do you like?
Out of them?
No, who do you like, period, on your iPod?
I like James Morrison, Coldplay, Dave Matthews Band, Bob Marley. I like Bob Marley. Lil Wayne, Biggie, T.I., Eminem. I like most music. I don't really have any core favorites.
Now, I heard through the grapevine that you ladies were thinking of seeing T.I. later this summer.
Yeah.
Well, for my birthday.
Yeah. Bless you.
Thank you. What's on your iPod, Charlotte?
I have, like, everything. Like, my favorite kind of music is, like, the old stuff. Like, when we were little. Like, when I was little, not you, but...
NSYNC,
Backstreet Boys, Aaron Carter, and Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. And I also love mom's music. Well, my mom's music. It's good, because I like her B-52s and Steely Dan, which she likes, and I like the same thing her dad likes, and I love the one song by Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Karen, what about you?
Well, everything that they said, basically, but I also like Well, I'm more into, well, I can listen to underground music. Like, I'm not all about, like, the whatever's on Z100 all the time.
So
like,
tell me some groups. Blink 182, Sum 441.
Oh, no, I'll listen, like, old stuff, too, that's not on the radio anymore, like Spice Girls. Because it gets you back in the, like, old childhood memories. Or camp songs that I'll have on, like...
Like Kumbaya?
No, not... But it's, like, songs... No, just, like, the songs that we listen to at camp a lot.
Well, name the songs. Let's get specific.
Well, we'd usually listen to the Beatles, A Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
And just a bunch of stuff, I guess. Nothing specific.
Who was the first group that you fell in love with when you were... A young lady.
I'd have to say Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and the Spice Girls.
Now, here's an interesting fact. The guy who put those groups together is now in jail.
Really?
He stole millions and millions of dollars from banks, and he's sitting in jail, and personally, I don't think he's ever coming out.
Whoa.
Anyway, what about you? First groups you loved?
Well, the same as her, but like I know my before NSYNC came out and stuff. When I was little, like I would listen to what Mom had and Footloose. Who sings Footloose?
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins. I know like all his songs, like I'm All Right and like all of them. That was the CD I listened to.
Well, I think you also listened to Space Jam, if I'm not mistaken.
I still do all those songs. I know like every word, like.
Okay. I know you listened to Bewitched, right?
Oh, yeah. Our song, yeah. Roller Coaster.
I know you the guy who was
Hanson.
Married to...
Oh, yeah, Hanson.
Hanson you loved?
That was my favorite.
The guy who was married to Jessica Simpson, 82...
98.
98.
Wow.
Matter of fact, who is your all-time favorite? Starts with an E and ends with
Eminem.
Yeah, how could you forget?
I didn't forget. No, because like I didn't. You and Mom didn't let me listen to him until I was like.
She used to cry about it.
Yeah, I used to. I'm
thinking.
Well, no, you let me listen. My mom would not buy it for me. I used to love him though.
What about you, Suzanne? You're earliest.
Kind of like Charlotte. I listened to most of my dad listened to. I never really knew what was. Going on really I mean,
hello
with music like I would listen to he liked James Taylor and Bob Marley, Jimmy Buffett. I know all of Jimmy Buffett songs because they're just like fun stuff. And I like the Grateful well I don't really like them anymore but I did I know a lot of their songs. But then once I got to like fourth or fifth grade, I started liking new like NSYNC, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, Spice Girls, like all of that. And then I started to grow away from my dad's music. But then just like recently I started to like his music again because I kind of expanded it. Like I went through a phase where older music wasn't really cool. I only liked like the newest thing, like that was only playing on the radio. But now like Karen said, like more like underground bands, like bands that aren't really on the radio as much anymore.
Well, you guys have not talked about the rock bands so much. I know you guys used to like Blink 182, right?
Well, Blink 182 is like
everyone
loves it. Sum 41. I don't know if they liked it, but I love Sum 41.
I liked Blink 182.
Sum 41. Yeah.
Now I remember driving some of you girls out to New Jersey this summer to Bamboozle.
Yeah.
And I know I warned you, whatever you do, don't go near the mosh pit, because I told you those teenage boys with steel boots are going to bash your heads in. But I was mistaken, wasn't I?
No, it was scary, though. I remember one time, Suzanne was holding on. We were having, like, a chain and to get through the crowd, and because we ended up in a mosh pit, and, like, they just start. And so Suzanne was holding my hand. They were pulling me, so I was like... and then so I had to grab Suzanne, but then we let go because someone like
there was like
pushed
this
through
big
us.
Bull who,
yeah,
like,
he's meeting.
Like just kicked me
right.
In the knee.
And so me, talking to you in the car saying, stay away from the mosh pit because someone's going to kick you or knee you, I guess it didn't mean anything.
Yeah, but you can't help it. Like,
because they spontaneously erupt.
No, they're like, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. And then 5 seconds later, they go, we're just kidding. And then they go and just start. All out doing it, so then got stuck in it.
I was alone for like a good
5 minutes.
Well, you're a second degree black belt, Charlotte, so I would figure you'd take care of business, right?
Yeah, I kicked him back. Just kidding. I got so scared. I got claustrophobic for a second.
But you know what? It's really funny because when I grew up in the 60s, early 60s, mid 60s, we had something called bubblegum music. And it was exactly the same as NSYNC and Hanson and the Backstreet Boys. Basically, they hired the best songwriters they could find, and they hired the best musicians, and they quality crafted music.
It's like pop?
Yeah, it's pop. I mean, quality music sells forever. The same concept sells forever. Now, when I was your age, 13, 14, 15, the Beatles were big, the Rolling Stones were big. I remember the day that the Beatles' White Album came out. Do you girls know the Beatles' White Album?
Yeah.
It has Rocky Raccoon on it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It has Birthday. No. Hey, It's Your Birthday. And the same day, a famous Rolling Stones album came out, the one with Sympathy for the Devil. And I remember going to the record store, and they were just piled up to the ceiling, and people were waiting online, and they were just pulling them off the pile.
They don't do that anymore. Yeah.
Well, they wish they did. They wish they could sell music the way they used to.
People just buy
CDs. Don't really sell anymore.
Well,
CDs used to sell like millions of copies, and now it's just like hundreds of thousands.
Well, I think people, number one, I know I can go to my public library, take a CD out, and copy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that I could go online and maybe download an MP3. I think people... Yeah, it's funny because when I was a young kid, it was all singles. Like, I had a record player, and I used to stack these 45s up. Yeah. We'd put them in the order we want, and they would play, and the next one would come down, and that's like your iPod, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my favorite group, the first group that I really loved, was The Doors. You guys know The Doors?
I've heard of them.
Light My Fire.
Yeah.
Like, sing it?
Sad disco.
If I sing it, I'll have to pay royalties, right? So, unfortunately, we're a low-budget operation. But The Doors, Hello, I Love You, Light My Fire. They're a famous group, but I just thought they were great. Anyway, so now you're a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you girls get most of your music from? Do you download it from iTunes or
LimeWire,
BearShare? BearShare.
That's mine.
How do you like BearShare?
I love it.
It's simple. It's easy.
It downloads songs like a minute.
It's not slow. It takes some.
Now I heard the record companies were taking like garbage and naming them popular songs and putting them on BearShare so people couldn't download and get a real song.
Wait, what?
Say that again.
Well, when you see a song that says, what's that Beyonce song, To the Left?
Yeah,
Irreplaceable. Irreplaceable. Okay, so Irreplaceable. Well, I could put a file up on BearShare that says Irreplaceable, but could be something else, right?
That happens to me a lot. Like you download a song, but it's like a snippet of like some other person talking.
Sometimes
the record companies do that on purpose. That's their way of making sure that you are not happy by downloading songs.
Yeah, then you just download another one. There's one right next to it.
I think iTunes is better. It's because you're always satisfied.
Yeah, well, my problem with iTunes is you can play it on your iPod, but you can play it on your computer, mm-hmm. but what happens if your computer crashes? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, that happened.
I have an iMac, and I had an entire iTunes library, and there was like this huge blackout or something, and the whole thing crashed, and every song that me and my sisters, you know, like, bought or used, like, the iTunes gift cards, there was like over 2,000 songs on it, and they all got deleted, so we had to go back to, like, the trash file, and we had to, like, hand-pick them out, like, search for the songs. We still don't even have all of them, because we don't even know where all of them went. So, basically, I haven't updated my iPod in a long time, so I don't have any new songs or anything, so I have to wait until I can get all of those my songs back. And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's hard.
It's what you do, like what you do with a hard drive. Like, if you have a blackout and your computer dies and, like, all your other files get deleted. Because I know my grandpa always tells me to put them on a disk. After you get, like, you save something on your computer and you want to keep it forever, you always put it on a disk. So, basically, after you download, like, a couple songs, you can just put it all on a CD.
Or you could put them on a USB drive.
Yeah, and then what if your computer ever crashes? Just put it back into the next computer and it'll be good.
Yeah.
See, in my day, what happened is with actual records, they'd get scratched.
No, CDs too.
Mm-hmm. And you'd CDs. Throw them at someone, or you'd step on them. Or yeah. We used to melt them.
Why?
To make mobiles out of them.
What's a mobile?
A mobile. You know what a mobile is?
Oh, cars? Oh, sorry. No. You just said a mobile.
You know what a mobile is?
Like
a hanging sculpture.
Thing? Yeah.
We used to take...
Oh, I thought you meant like an automobile.
No, we used to take like really bad CDs and we'd melt them and we'd hang them on a string from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we made those.
So, what concerts are you looking forward to this summer, girls?
311.
Yeah.
OAR.
Justin Timberlake.
I'm going to John Mayer and then I'm going to 311 with Suzanne.
311, is that a group or is that a big festival?
It's a group.
It's like reggae mixed with like rock.
Like a rock. It's kind of like Sublime. Have you ever heard of Sublime?
Yes.
It's kind of like that. And it's like a reggae beat to it, but kind of like a...
Sublime has some rap to it, though, right?
Yeah.
What's that big song? We listened to it on the way to...
Santeria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going, you girls all going together, or?
Well, we're going to 311, and we're going to OAR.
And I'm going to Justin Timberlake, another group of friends.
Yeah, and I'm going to John Mayer with my friend Davila.
Do you both like John Mayer? Do you girls like John Mayer?
Yeah. We went to John Mayer.
Yeah, we went to John Mayer.
My dad has liked John Mayer for a long time, like, so I knew about him, but I never really said anything, because... through the phase, like, where if it wasn't, like, the hit thing, like, it wasn't the cool thing. So I would listen to it with my dad, like, in the car. But then he started getting big and stuff. So I knew all the songs from that point, and then I just always liked the songs from then, so.
I have a picture of Charlotte with John Mayer. Have you guys seen that picture?
Yeah, I met him on the fridge.
Yeah. My dad said that he saw him playing one time with his friend, and he was like, oh, this guy is going to be big. And then he got big, but don't know if it's true.
Oh, it is true. I saw him at a club up in Connecticut. I think he was at his high school reunion. He had moved to Atlanta. He came back. And I saw him at a jam night, and he was playing acoustic guitar, and he played all of his early hits. Mm-hmm. And the second he opened his mouth, I said to my then-girlfriend, this guy is awesome.
Yeah.
So, I like him because he can really play. He can, you know, he's a guy that... A lot of the people that you see can't really sing. He writes his own songs. He has something to say. But you know, in my day, we had the Monkees.
Oh.
So the Monkees didn't play their own. They didn't play any instruments. They barely sang. They didn't write the songs. And actually, you know, sometimes people get full of themselves. Like they think they actually have talent.
They come solos.
So what happened with the Monkees, you know, they had a TV show, and finally, at the end, they said to their record company, you know what, we want to play our own instruments, we want to play our own songs. So the record company said, fine, they put out the record, and no one bought it.
Oh, man.
And actually, a very sad story is one of the Monkees, Peter Tork, really thought he was a musician, and he is a musician. I mean, you can be a musician without being a world famous rock star. And I used to see him down in Greenwich Village late at night pasting up flyers for his band. So it was kind of weird to see a guy who at one point was a teen idol walking around at midnight in shorts with some paste and just pasting up his own posters. Who did you used to love and now you're embarrassed or ashamed to say that you love?
Britney Spears.
I don't know.
I love Britney Spears.
No matter what, I still love them. Like, I don't blame.
She was so much better before.
She was.
Now she's like...
Well, now she's just a mess.
I don't blame. Like, if you had to grow up... Like, when you watch those specials on E! With how they grew up, how she grew up is, like, really tough. And, like, I would expect her, like, I couldn't believe she was still, like, making music. Like, she got, like, sluttier and sluttier as she got older with her music. But, like, I didn't, like, it's not like no one didn't see this coming.
Okay. Do you think it's possible? Well, first of all, in my opinion, she has real talent. I mean, the woman can sing. She can dance.
She's I don't know.
What?
I think she's more of a dancer.
I think she has that voice that catches people, though. Yeah. Like, it's not like an amazing... Like, Christina Aguilera can sing way better than she can, but...
But she can't... It's a different kind of music.
Yeah, Christina's more of like a
soul. Like, combines everything to make it
like
good.
Christina
can just
sing. I don't
like
the path Christina's going on. Not at all.
Tell me what you don't like about her.
She's like, not that Marilyn Monroe wasn't cool or anything, but the fact that Christina Aguilera is Christina Aguilera and Marilyn Monroe is a whole other person, to try to make Christina look like someone else and, like, do other kinds of music, like Candy. What is it called?
Candyman.
That's not her. Like, I love her dirty phase.
I heard a song, Can't Hold Us Down.
Yeah, Can't Hold Us Down. Yeah, Strip.
That whole CD was
amazing.
Well, you know what? On one hand, what you're saying is you want her to be herself.
Yeah, not trying to be anyone else.
But on the other hand, to be a pop star, you have to be able to reinvent yourself constantly.
Yeah.
The person who did that the best was Madonna.
Yeah, before
she got old.
But she still has music on. I still like it.
Like that. Well, time goes by.
Oh, yeah.
What do you ladies think of Madonna?
I like her, the old music, like what's that song called?
Like a Virgin?
Oh, the DJ one. The one that goes,
down on my knees.
No, that's,
oh, that's
prayer.
Like a prayer.
No, there's a DJ one. It's like, I don't remember what
Vogue?
It was.
Material Girl.
Oh, yeah. And there's one with
Holiday.
Holiday. But there was a DJ.
I don't mind, but...
Who's hot now? Who's just come out that you think is going to... Who's just starting, who you think is going to be super big? Suzanne.
Well, Boys Like Girls, we've known about them for a while, but now they're starting to come out, like, more on the radio, and more people are starting to know about them, but they're... I don't know how to explain their music. It's kind of like a pop rock. It's like Fall Out Boy a little bit.
Yeah, like Fall Out Boy.
Charlotte, who's up and coming for you?
Well, all this, like, we're talking about, like, rock and stuff, like...
Anything. Any kind of music.
My favorite kind is, like, rap. Like, rap just pumps me up, and I think, in rap, no one stays good for a while. Like, you have one song, and then the next person comes out, new person comes out, new song, and then they're big, and then the next one, they're big. Like,
so it's all one-hit wonder.
Most of it is, except for Jay-Z. He's like...
Eminem's kind of dying out now, but he had three really good CDs, and then...
He had way more than that.
No, I mean, like...
In a row?
In a row. And then he just kind of...
Yeah, everyone just fades out now.
Karen.
Yeah.
So, who's new and hot in your world?
There's a bunch of, like, rock bands that are coming out. Like,
names.
Well, like Suzanne said, Boys Like Girls, and then Gym Class Heroes. Like, they were around for a while, but now they're just starting to get more noticeable from everyone, just because Z100 plays them about.
Really you girls ever hear Spoon?
No.
Yeah, wait, no.
No.
Okay.
Wait, no, wait, is that one of the things that's the way you get,
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the
I was
way.
Emailing someone, and they told me they love Spoon, so I looked them up on the internet.
It's a weird name. Yeah, that's the song, yeah.
Well, you know, Charlotte, you and I had talked about it. I told you, as hard it is to have one hit, it's
to make another
one. To make another one is 90 times as hard.
I know.
Now, what do you girls think of the new album by, I hate to say it, I always call her Potato Butt.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
She's more like a rock kind of,
and
like,
girl.
Depressing, like...
She turned.
I liked her old songs, because they were kind of just, like, happy, like, bubbly songs. But,
I like her now.
No, I still
like,
give her credit, though, like, to be the only American Idol.
Who's been good.
Who's been famous.
Like, Fantasia is, but not in the music. Like, she's on plays, but...
What about Daughtry? Did you like Daughtry?
No.
One hit. He had one hit.
No, he has two.
You know.
Oh, two. I don't even know that, see? I don't even care.
But he wasn't even the winner. Usually winners have, like, that one hit that, like, stays on for, like, a period of time when they're gone. Like, she's come out with, like, 7 or 8 songs that...
Yeah. Well, I appreciate Clay Aiken. Only one song, but, like, I just to see him get famous is, like...
He just got into a fight on an airplane.
He did. He's still, like... Like, it's just funny how he actually had that song, Invisible.
What was that? She Moved, She...
Oh,
William Hung.
Oh, William Hung. Yeah. That was a... Wow.
He was just a joke.
Like, what? I was just going to say that. Like, that guy, like, why?
So, it's real interesting to me, because when I was growing up, we had acid rock, or hard rock, which is like the Grateful Dead. We had the Doors. Mm. We had Jefferson Airplane. And then we had Motown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And music was kind of segregated. It was kind of the black music, kind of the white music. And I feel it's the same way today. Mm-hmm. You've got hip-hop, you got hip-hop rap, and then you got the boy bands, and you got like Blink-182 and stuff.
What?
No, you feel it's...
No, like if you look on my iPod, I have mixes from like, I guess my dad's type of like the old like rock and roll, like that type of music. And then I have like I don't want to say it, but like hardcore rap, just like,
yeah,
really
like
intense.
Like where they curse a lot,
that's pretty much
like
every
lot.
Single like,
it's like just
word.
Funny.
And then I have bands like Dave Matthews Band, like Jack Johnson, like bands that are kind of like chill, like I can listen to. And
what's your favorite Jack Johnson song?
Upside Down or Better Together.
Oh,
I love those songs.
Like Banana Pancake.
Oh,
it's funny because I was listening to Upside Down on the way here, and I was thinking, should I learn that song? And I'm thinking, no one knows it, but now I know you girls know it, so maybe I'll learn it.
Yeah, but a lot of people in our school, like MySpace, even though like I don't use it, well, I know we don't use it, but a lot of people in our school, like a lot of black people are now turning into like kind of a punk, like not all of them, but a lot of people are trying to turn punk. Like they, like if you go to like our old dances, I remember Suzanne used to talk about it. Like a rap song come on, and like basically like the white people would kind of walk off a little bit, but there'd still be some white people on, and the black, like we would dance and stuff.
Yeah.
And then same with like reggaeton, which is like Spanish music. But if
Charlotte, I'm sorry, I got to cut you off. We've run out of time, sweetie.
Really?
We had time. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming down and sharing your experiences with me. And we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
We're done.
That is good.